Okay, I'm in here. What did we just look at? Stress relief. We've got three things on our. Oh, I forgot to copy and paste the link. Stress management. There it is. I almost wondered where it went there. Stress management. Yep, that's my category. And I forgot to run the numbers here just for fun. So let's see. 100 books a day. 100 books a day. Almost $900 in a day, even after Amazon tech. Oh, wait, let me change the price. I gotta keep myself honest here. Ah, okay. So 99 cent Kindle price. So his earnings are going to drop into $73 a day, roughly $2,200 a month. I should, okay, don't let me get sucked too far down this tunnel, Tim. But when you self-publish, pricing is all your choice. You can make the price whatever you want. You can price your Kindle book at $1,000 if you wanted to, and you could see if you could sell it. I would be, if you do that, you should email me immediately, todd@toddbryson.com, and tell me how many copies you've sold. But it's all strategy, right? It's a personal choice combined with what people like to pay in that specific category. So if you're looking at a fiction category, if we're looking in the cozy mystery or maybe thriller genres, it may be more common to have a lower price point on the Kindle book. But most of the time, as we've already seen in the self-help world, there's no real reason to price your book down because you're paying for what's inside the book, not the actual thing. You're paying for the value that you receive, right? So, Tim, I tell most people, why not price at $9.99 at least? I think after that there's a little bit of a break, but there's no reason you can't change this number. And actually, let's pretend he prices this at $4.99 just for fun, and then I'll stop, I promise. Suddenly, if we keep the same number of customers, we're selling much, or we're not selling anymore, but we're certainly making a lot more just based off that choice. I could tell you in the data that I've seen running an Amazon ad agency, I have a client who sells books for $40 in their reports. I have a client who sells books for 99 cents sometimes because they're on a deal. We have clients that sell books for $9 and $15. It's really up to you what the choice is going to be and how you see things playing out as far as if people are buying or not. Generally, it's less about price for the person who's buying and more about, is this a book I want? Does the cover look good? Do other people like it? And those are all going to be things that we talk about later on. Now I'm going to continue my market research and I'll speed up maybe a little bit here and talk about one of the other ways that you can find categories that might be interesting to look at. So I'm not going to look at the number one book this time. I'm going to look at the number five book. Interesting, okay. Bestseller in educational professional development. Now, Tim, that's interesting because it sounds pretty niche. And I'm going to roll down. My guess here is that the Amazon bestseller ranking, the big ranking, will be much lower than any other book we've looked at because of this seemingly obscure category. It took me a second to find it. So let's scroll all the way down and see if I'm right. Yes, lower than any other book that we've looked at the time. 2,821. Again, educational professional development. I should pause to say, this is why we do this. Because you don't write a book and think, oh, this is the perfect educational professional development book. You're thinking, I want to help people grow. I want to help people learn. I want to help people make money. Whatever it is, you're not necessarily thinking in the same terms that Amazon thinks. And that's why we do this research, and that's why we dive in deep so that we can find different categories. 2,821 in the Kindle store. We're going to search that again. Click here. 74 books a day. We're into the double digits. beautiful. We're making, let's see his price. Kindle price $3.99. I would never price a book at $3.99. I think I would go up to $4.99 just because of the tier psychology there. But still, okay, nice. And remember, he was number 5 in that category. Still raking in a couple hundred bucks on this day. Not bad. If he holds this, $6,200. Not bad. How are we doing on my ease of reach? Right? We're getting down into that yellow area. And I probably would make this a yellow. Because the truth is, there are a lot of strategies to go for that bestseller tag. And even if you have no readership at all right now, even if you have no email list, even if you have no Medium following, no LinkedIn following, whatever, I believe with the things that we teach in this course that you can get to that $100 or 100 sales in a day. Don't have to do it every day to claim the spot, but once you get that pinnacle, once you get that tag, again, we see the benefits of Amazon coming through, and it really is a, if not the rich get richer, then certainly what sells keeps selling on Amazon, because that's how it's designed. I'm going to make this a yellow, and I'm going to say, what was the category? Educational professional development. I would probably call that, I don't know, Tim, what do you think? Is that a green or a yellow for what you have in mind? It's professional development.
That's a green for me, because I'm thinking self-improvement, and you're saying professional development. It's basically the same thing, so I'd be putting that as a green.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, so we've got a green. Now we're seeing some life down here. Let's take a look at another book on this list. Now, actually, okay, we'll do it like this. One other place that you can find categories, and it's not going to be helpful to us now, but I want to show you since we're looking at it, is the other categories that this book shows up in. So my man, T-Ball, shows up in educational professional development, where he's number one, but he also shows up in emotions and mental health. Interesting. Ah, well, what have we here, Tim? Now I've unlocked a similar sort of category that doesn't show up in self-help at all. We're in an entirely different branch. I never knew that existed until right now, right? So, okay, cool, interesting. Ah, now we've got a new category to look at. And again, not going to be super helpful here because we already know that this guy's number 2, which means that this person, Michael, is selling more than him. But it's an interesting aspect. Okay, cool. So what else do we have here in counseling and psychology? What else do we have in mental health? We're looking at behavior, bipolar disorder, codependency, compulsive behavior, depression, dreams, eating disorder, mental illness, mood disorders. Maybe, and again, you're hearing all these and going, maybe we're kind of far away from self-help, aren't we? Not if emotions is in play. Not if regulating your emotions is in play. Not if depression is in play. Right? And maybe it's not. Maybe that's a little darker or deeper than you want to tackle here. But it's interesting to know that this is an option. So let's just for fun, Tim, right? This is why we look. This is why we explore. Because we want to know if it's worth changing what we're doing as far as our book goes in order to tackle a new category. So maybe the premise is now it's a self-help book and we're talking about self-improvement to overcome depression. Who knows? We can do whatever we want. It's our book. We're going to scroll down here and see, okay, 2,262, 85 books a day. And again, not exactly the jackpot we were looking for, but certainly another option. 85 books a day. We're going to call that right now, that's a yellow fit, probably, because that would take some serious reangling. But it's another ease of reach. Interesting. That's how you would work the process. This is how you would do any sort of market research, right? Tim is talking about a book that happens to be in a very competitive niche, but I want to back all the way up and talk about the importance of doing this. Because if Tim releases a book on Amazon tomorrow, he goes, yeah, it's a self-help book. And Amazon says, hey, what category do you want to put this in? And he says, yes, self-help. And he's going to jump into this category. Tim's book will show up. And probably, even if it does pretty well, it'll be all the way down here. You know, maybe it gets to 47, 50. More likely, it's like, you know, down here, ranked number 80. Because this niche is so competitive. But by doing our research and by understanding how Amazon works and where the categories show up, now we have some other options. Tim, we've got this educational professional development here that we didn't know existed. And it means that instead of having to sell 2,000 books in a day, instead of having to work really stinking hard or have a whole lot of existing advantages to get that bestseller tag, now instead what we can do is drop it in this category that only requires 74 sales in a single day to get the stripe. To sum it all up, and I'm going to kick it to you for questions, Tim, in a minute. I don't want to take my book out of these big categories, but I want to add the smaller categories in order to make sure that I'm getting the stripe first, and that will help me rise to the top of these bigger niches so that then I show up with Tony Robbins. Then I show up with Brené Brown. Then I show up with Adam Grant. Then I show up with Napoleon Hill. It all starts with figuring out where you can win in a small pond in order to get strong enough to win in the big pond. It's a chunky lesson, Tim, but I think it's an important one. Give me your thoughts, takeaways, questions as we kind of wrap up here.
Yeah, no questions, Todd. I think I'm clear now how to find all these categories. And obviously, the template is pretty straightforward to fill out. So really what I'm taking away here is categories are something I never really bothered with. I would just select whatever makes sense, like self-improvement, and not think twice about it. But what you're telling me here is that categories are actually how people find my book. So I would take this very seriously. And then if I choose some of these smaller categories, it means I can become a bestseller. And that means I get this sort of Amazon special treatment, the red carpet. And that's how I'm going to get even more people to find my book. So my takeaways are very simple. That's how I would think about it.
I'll end with a quote from our mutual friend, Brian Penny, who lives in Ireland. He's a PhD, wonderful author, Medium legend, a teacher at Trinity College. And I was on a call with him one time and we were talking about a different platform. And he said, Todd, it's all about the bloody algorithms, isn't it? And I just said, man, you know what, Brian? It really is all about the bloody algorithms. I think if we can have this knowledge as authors, what it helps us is to be empowered and to make the right choices, as opposed to wishing and hoping that your book would sell, but it doesn't, simply because you don't know the inside workings. You don't know the plumbing of the internet. And that's what I hope to unravel in this and the whole rest of the course. I know it's a deep one. Take some time, take some notes, do some market research of your own, experiment with this spreadsheet. And then once you're ready, we'll see you in the next lesson.